will both forgive me. Yes, you will. But when thou ask of God for our people, why it is that God's people, who are called by his name, shall humble and fast. And we look to God now in the midst of our adversity and our troubles, to give us the spirit of meekness and fear, the fear of God and not the fear of man.
be hunting all over this area. And our challenge, ladies and gentlemen, is to the establishment. It's the establishment that we're challenging. It's the economy of the United States that we're challenging. It's the people of the United States who do not realize what has happened to their freedom. There are media under the censorship of fear. There are media repressed by the government of the United States as a result of the licensing power which the government executes over the states. I'm out here without a license. Isn't it nice to be the only station broadcasting in the United States without a license? Thank the Lord we've got an out here where it can be done. And you know, none of the newspapers have licenses, ladies and gentlemen. We can join their company. They don't have fear of the government, at least not from licensing. Maybe sometimes they get a little upset over what Vice President Agnew has to say about it and a few other things. But so far as licensing is concerned, the newspapers don't have it. And we are determined now that the radios of this country will have the same freedom, the same opportunity to criticize and discuss and debate that is given to the newspapers of the nation. Is ours under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. If you're listening to this broadcast, wherever you may be, I'm going to ask you as we move into the afternoon, it's now 25 minutes to 1, out here on the North Atlantic. I'm asking you to get on the telephone and call 609-884-8471. And we're especially anxious to hear from you people that maybe have come visiting me, that you're getting this broadcast. It is going out. Our dials and the indicators here have told us, and some of the radio men who are on board here, some of the news men have transistors, and therefore they're picking it up here locally. But that's to be expected on board the ship. But the number is 609-884-2471. Signal first went out. Radio Free America.
that I wanted to make for you as we make this major contact is that you, as fellow Americans, have a responsibility for your freedom and your health. I have been forced, as a preacher, to flee the mainland and come out into the broad Atlantic in order to enjoy the blessings of America.
Thank you.
freedom back. And I'm going to get out on the high seas. And little Jacob Susan is the only international character that we have aboard. And he told us that God can do anything but fail. Members of the Federal Communications Commission, did you forget that Dr. Carl McIntyre and little Jacob Susan have God on their side? Have you forgotten that there's a God in the heavens? Our appeal to the American public is to turn back to God. Turn away from the Watergate. Turn away from this lawless disobedience. God will forgive us of our debt. Let us come back to the God of our fathers and ask the God of our fathers to give us our freedom back again, that we may enjoy it on radio and TV. All the radio and TV was given to us by God. Let's fight to keep it in the estate that he gave it to us. You know these men down in Washington got the idea that they own the television, the radio? When you say radio belongs to the people, they think it has the people.
But God wants our people to be Easter, all his people to be welcomed in others. With the righteous mood of the Lord, I see that the Dr. Makinda is collecting multiple children, people, and he launched a country for his own interest. I see that in 1967, when he helped for our children and prospectors, he was granted some Lord to help us all by and he has that to the Lord. And after that, several places. We have started the Central Lord in Florida, and our institution here. Everything is for the blessing, for the preaching of the word of God, and he is standing for the Lord. And I feel that this certificate is given for me, and given to Dr. Makinda as a blessing of the Lord. So, several days ago, I prayed to the for the leader of the Indonesia.
Why don't you find
do with it. But first, when you telephone, 609-884-8471. And if the lines are busy, please stay on the line and get your message through. We'd like to know just how far we are getting. This is a daylight signal. The transmitter is working perfectly. Nothing is going awry. Everything is in good shape. The radios around here, of course, on the ship, the radio men have their own little transistors, and everything seems to be coming in very clear now. Now, as we move along, we'll be able to iron out any little problems that may arise so far as engineering is concerned. But we're out here where we are free, ladies and gentlemen. No license. We don't need one. We don't want one. And furthermore, we want every radio and station in the United States to have what we now have. Everybody get freedom again. Let's get the radios and the TVs on the same platform as the newspapers. Blessings of liberty together. That's the message of Radio Free America. A free radio and a free America, a free people and a free government, and men free to serve the living God. Radio Free America. Thank you, Paul Mason is here. He's one of the cameramen. He's got quite a crew. He lined up some of the folks for us. They'll be going back, and I'm sure we'll be getting reports after these developments. Our message is to America is come back to God. And may God give us our liberty back. That's our cry today. Thank you for listening, wherever you are. Bishop Stevens has something he wants me to present to you. Perhaps he'd like to present it to you. What's that? Here it is. Oh, the cameraman is searching the ship, the TV cameraman. All right, I'm going to let you hear the voice of Thunder Throat in front. Jerusalem. It has been the organized and established religious group in America. They have taken an opposition to the Word of God and to Christ Jesus our Lord. We brought this condition about here in America. Yes, it is those who have opposed Christ, even as in the days of Roman Paul. Or who opposed Christ? They are opposing Christ today. And you see it with the organized and established religious group about those who oppose the Lord Jesus Christ and oppose those who stood for liberty and freedom under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same group today. They are from all walks of life, all common things. They see themselves even close, but they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in the love of their heart, or they would see this. They need the life and charity to see everything that is good and right in the sight of God.